Hello, this is Gabriel McBird, and I don't normally do reviews of things that I eat in the house, but I am doing today. Thanks to Debbie for picking me up from Tesco. This is a meal, jerk chicken in a tin. What I'm going to do, I'm cooking some rice now, Uncle Ben's Spice Mexican rice. As you can tell, it's quite a basic, sloppy kind of meal. Just needs sort of a couple of minutes of spinning round, and then I shall pour in the rice, and I will come back to you with my thoughts on the chicken, which I will briefly try, and then add to the mixture and get it down my neck. Okay, so that's the microwave done. I'm going to rip off the lid on this chicken thing. Okay, it's kind of sweet, you can see where they're kind of coming from. Reasonably hot. Just going to try on the bits of chicken. Okay, so the chicken is processed, yeah. But a little bit dry. But I have to say, overall, I can at least understand where they're coming from. And that has to be a start, you know, so it's not. Well, I've had jerk chicken in Caribbean restaurants, so, you know, it's not like this. I mean, this is a tomato-y kind of sauce with little tiny cubes of chicken. But I can at least see where they're coming from with it. It does have broadly the right kind of flavour, and has got some heat to it as well, which is quite good. So, overall, I'd definitely keep a tin of Tesco's jerk chicken in stock. Now, that's my opinion after just a quick taste of it. I'm going to eat this dish and see if it seems horribly processed after the whole thing. Let me... phone's locked. Okay, so to give you a few more details then, the meal from Tesco in a tin is £1.29, and it's jerk chicken. It's got 32% chicken, I think, which is in like little chunks. It feels a bit like chicken tikka. It's just described as being a spicy sauce with tomatoes and peppers, really. But obviously, there's no chunks of tomato in there, or much in the way of chunks of pepper come to that. It's all like a puree. And the rice I had with it was Uncle Ben's Long Grain Spice Mexican Rice, which has got beans and sweet corn. And again, a few bits of peppers and rice. It's quite spicy. And the two of them went together really well. I wouldn't say it's a meal I'd die for. But equally, I'd say, you know, if I got back home and, you know, this was all there was, I'd think, well, I can certainly get down my neck. It's rather a lot better than the old tins of Irish stew and that sort of thing used to be, which were, well, quite a lot more processed than that, I have to say. So, I'm reasonably impressed with the march of progress of canned meals. I've not had one for, well, over 20 years, I'd say, anyway, for sure. Probably more like 25. I suppose I've got to mark it. It's very hard to mark, really, because this isn't, you know, meant to be a dish that you'd, you know, serve to someone on a plate and charge the world for. Although, I still think there's a place for a restaurant that sells tin meals and pot noodles and calls them something more exotic and sells them for about 10 times what they cost, even in a corner shop. But, a topic for another boo, I'm sure. So I'm gonna give it a kind of fairly stable mark that still says it's above average. It's got to be worth 7 out of 10. The rice was £1, although its full price is £1.55, I do believe. But even at full price, it's less than £3 for a reasonably hearty meal. And it's about 550 calories as well. So while it's not exactly slimming material, it's, it's quite a lot less calorific than a lot of Wetherspoon's meals, put it that way.